You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Special Forces fighters are using the skies above the Metau Valley to learn how to pilot surveillance drones. They hope to take the skills they learn in North Central Washington back to troops fighting in Ukraine. NWPB's Courtney Flatt has more.
Deep in the forests of northern Ukraine, fighters don't always know what's hiding behind a stand of trees. U.S. Marine veteran Dakota Mindenhall embedded with Ukrainian troops last year. He says they'd get ready for an ambush, only to find Russian forces waiting for them.
We only knew that once our buddy got his eyes through his glass and he saw them, and it's like, damn, if only we had a drone that just went up. We could have seen that well before we got out here.
Now, Mindenhall will be able to help with that tactical advantage. He and two other foreign special forces fighters, who also embedded with Ukrainian troops, recently took a week-long intensive drone training class in Washington's Meadow Valley.
Just observation alone is a massive, massive advantage.
The Meadow's orchards and snowy slopes help the fighters hone stealthy drone skills.
Sometimes we run around in the apple orchard to have targets to find. The deer that are around here have been helping us a lot, not knowing.
That's Sondra Ira, with an American Special Operations Force combat unit in Ukraine called the Dirty Dozen.
We adapted to what we know we will be facing out there.
Ira says she's dodged bombs and bullets alongside Ukrainian troops since the war broke out in February of last year. At first, she says she thought she'd be there for a couple weeks. Then came Easter, Christmas, and now a second winter.
When you go indoors, you have no heating because there's no electricity. The cars were cold, the house were cold. There was no hot shower anywhere.
After more than a year in Ukraine, Ira says learning new defensive skills, like piloting surveillance drones, could be a matter of life and death.
The war shifted from being a full-on World War II, and then during the spring-summer, it turned into being all about drones and artillery. It's a brand new war, and it always switches and changes.
It's now been more than a year since Russia invaded Ukraine. Thousands of fighters and civilians have died. With no clear end in sight, Ukrainian forces are taking all the help they can get. On this training day in the Meadow Valley, the team practices stealth maneuvers, switching to thermal sensors, and taking off and landing around obstacles like trees and buildings. Dakota Mindenhall flies his drone over 100 feet in the air, high enough that it's difficult to spot with the naked eye.
We can even hide. I'll start doing that.
After a few maneuvers in the air, an instructor marks an X in the snow.
See if you can get on that little X there.
Oh yeah, trying to find it.
The buzzing intensifies as Mindenhall flies closer. He gently eases the drone's joysticks, landing right on the X.
Nice.
Good enough for government work.
Good enough for government work, he says. For Sondra Ira, who says she couldn't imagine leaving the fight, these drone skills learned in the Meadow Valley are the future.
It's gonna be a game changer. This little thing is literally our intel. It's our eyes.
Now she's back overseas, bringing her new skills to Ukrainian fighters. I'm Courtney Flatt in the Meadow Valley.